is for me to have ears to hear, eyes to see, that your plan is unfolding for all of us today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Well, this afternoon, I said to the Lord, you know, I had a lot of material that came into my mind from the different messages that I've heard and so on and so forth. And I heard Isaiah 26. So we're going to go to Isaiah 26 in the Passion Translation. And I was also blessed by Johnny Enlow pointing out that he's using the Passion Translation. And that tickled me because obviously our friend who, you know, developed this ability that God gave him is just a wonderful gift. And so we're going to start at verse 1. A day is coming when this song will be sung in the land of Judah. It doesn't say Israel. So the city is a stronghold for us. The Lord's salvation, like inner and outer walls, makes it secure. Open the gates and let a righteous, faith-filled people enter in. Notice it's faith-filled people. And I thought that's pretty exciting because this is not something that has ever happened before. Faith-filled people entering the city of Jerusalem. Perfect, absolute peace surrounds those whose imaginations are consumed with you. They confidently trust in you. Have you ever met any people like that yet? I haven't. Yes, trust in the Lord Yahweh forever and ever. So, this is pretty intense when you see God having such a war with trying to get us to mature, but he's going to have the victory, and he will manifest in that victory. Now, on verse 26, verse 3, it says, a steadfast mind in the footnote. A steadfast mind. The Hebrew is yetzer. According to the Brown-Driven Briggs Hebrew Lexicon, the Hebrew word for yetzer means imagination. That form and frames up, imagination frames up one's reality. It is unfortunate that many today have rejected the God-created imagination that each of us possess. Our imagination must be set apart for God and continually made holy. The imagination, both good and evil, is a frequent concept in the Bible. The Hebrew word yetzer is found 9 times in the Old Testament, and it gives you the conditions. So if you back that up, it says, open, verse 2, open the gates and let a righteous, faith-filled people enter in. Perfect, absolute peace surrounds those whose imaginations are consumed with you. They confidently trust in you, yet trust in the Lord Yahweh forever and ever. So that is to me the adult believer. For Yah, the Lord God, is your rock of ages. He knocks down the high might and mighty, those are the arrogant ones, and the lofty city he humbles and levels down to the dust, to be trampled down by the feet of the poor and exploited. So the path of the righteous is smooth and level. God, the just one, you make a clear path for them. Yes, we will follow your ways, Lord Yahweh, and entwine our hearts with yours. Your heart is your spirit. So your spirit and his spirit are going to be completely one. And that's, to me, the adult believer. That is what God is planning to download to his creation. Not an escape mechanism, but he will literally, those seven spirits will literally be operating in me and in you, just like they did in Jesus. And to me, this scripture verifies it. So, entwine our hearts with yours. Now, there's a footnote on that one. So that's taking a peek. The Hebrew word kava, the root word for rope, means to wait, to entwine. Waiting on God means binding and connecting our hearts to who God is and to his promise. The Hebrew concept of waiting on the Lord is never a passive thing, but active, full of hope and expectations. Yeah. Isn't that a goodie?
Yeah.
I was excited with that. Yes, we will follow your ways, Lord Yahweh, and entwine our hearts with yours. For the fame of your name is all that we desire. Woo! It's not going to be about me, myself, and I. They're going to be retired. Woo-hoo! At night I yearn for you with all my heart. In the morning my spirit reaches out to you when you display your judgment on the earth. Woo-hoo! Did you hear that? He will display his judgment on the earth. And people will see that he's a real father to all of his children. And his sons and daughters. People will learn the ways of righteousness. Learn the ways of righteousness, meaning it's going to be a process. Just like what you've described, Joe. I got to get out of bed and I don't want to. The flesh is saying, oh, you can sleep. But the spirit says, I'll help you. Verse 10, but when the mercy is shown to scoundrels, they still aren't able to learn righteousness. Even in a land of integrity, they still do wrong. For they ignore the great majesty of the Lord Yahweh. Lord Yahweh, you lift your mighty hand, but they do not see it. Let them witness how much you love your people and be ashamed. Let the fire reserved for your enemies consume them. Lord Yahweh, you will establish peace and prosperity for us, for all we have accomplished is the result of what you work through us. Notice again what Holy Spirit is working through me and you. And so this identifies the harmony of the Spirit of the Father being alive in fullness in each of us. Lord Yahweh, our God, other lords have ruled over us. Woo-hoo. Did you hear that? How many know there's some demonic forces that used us in the past? Amen. And if we don't acknowledge that, that's not a good idea. When we acknowledge that they did use us, Now we're saying time is up. You've been identified. Amen? Lord Yahweh, our God, other lords have ruled over us, but we praise your name alone. Hallelujah. Their dead don't come back to life. Their ghosts do not rise, for you have punished and destroyed them. Okay, so what's the future? The destruction of the ungodly and those who won't change because they don't want to. Wiping out even the memory of them. Yeah. So the dark ones are going to be destroyed. The ones that live in darkness and want darkness and don't want anything to do with God, there will be a wipeout of their memory. You have made our nation grow. Lord Yahweh, you have made our nation grow. You have revealed your glory. You have extended all the borders of the land. Lord Yahweh, in their distress, they reached out to you. When you chastened them, they poured out prayers to you. Your Yahweh, we were like a pregnant woman going into labor pains, withering, screaming, and ready to deliver. All because of you. We were full term. Hallelujah. We pushed and the strained, but we gave birth only to wind. We accomplished nothing and have not brought deliverance into the world, not its inhabitants' new life. But your dead will live again. Their bodies will rise from the dead. Has that ever happened before? Only a sample. It's time to awaken and sing for joy, you deliverers in the dust. You deliverers in the dust. It seems to me that we had a broom sweeping up dust the other day. Do you see it? Okay. As the glistening radiant dew refreshes the earth, so the Lord will awaken those dwelling among the dead. Go, my people, into your inner chamber and close the door behind you. Hide for a little while, until his indignation is over, and the Lord is coming out from his heavenly place to punish people for their sins. The earth itself will expose the blood spilled upon it, and the ground will no longer hide its stains. In that day, chapter 27, the Lord Yahweh will mercilessly wield his massive mighty sword and punish Leviathan, the swift slithering serpent. He will slay the dragon of the sea, Leviathan, the twisting serpent. By the way, if you don't know who Leviathan is, he's the king of pride. The king of pride is what's the issue with many in the world. And I could give you scriptures on that, but I don't think it's important right now. In that day, they will sing the song, the vineyard of delight. I, the Lord, watch over my vineyard of delight. Moment by moment, I water it in love and protect its day and night. There is no anger in me, for I have found briars and thorns. I would burn them up and march to battle against them. So let the branches cling to my protection. When they made true peace with me, yes, let them make me their friend. Cleansing, not destruction. The coming ones of Jacob's tribe will take root. Israel's branches will bud and blossom, and her beautiful fruit will cover the face of the earth. Has Yahweh struck Israel as other nations have struck her? Has Israel been killed like her enemies have been killed? No, but with measured justice, he exiled them and contended with them. He removed them from the land with his severe blast. On the day his searing east wind blew, by the mercy of Yahweh, the guilt of Jacob will be forgiven. The Jacob here represents the flesh individuals. So you can see that they will be forgiven. Everything is going to be wiped clean. Yet, the full proof of their forgiveness will be when they crush all the altars of the false gods. There you go. Do you see it? Because you see, Baal is being exposed. Ishtar is being exposed. All these foreign gods that even Israel got involved with, they will crush the altars of the false gods and make them into chalk stones crushed to pieces with neither cultic poles nor incense altars still standing. The fortified city lies in ruin, forsaken and deserted like a wilderness. Cattle graze there and lie down, chewing on twigs and branches. The trees are withered and stripped bare, and their women gather the dead branches for firewood, because they are a people of no understanding. That is why their Maker will show them no compassion, and he who formed them will show them no favor. In that day, from the Egyptian border to the Euphrates, the Lord Yahweh will gather one by one the people of Israel as one sifts wheat from the chaff. When the day comes, a great trumpet will sound. Yeah. And those lost in the land of Assyria and Egypt, all the exiles will come and now bow down before the Lord Yahweh in Jerusalem and worship him on the holy mountain. I think you got the message. I think you can see the future. Put your hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit, that's my future.
Holy Spirit, that's my future.
I will be. Everything you've called me to be.
Everything you've called me to be.
And when it's time,
for me to cry out for resurrection,
it starts with resurrecting me.
Coming out of the old,
rising to the new, and let my spirit
be totally annihilated
by the love
and compassion
of the seven spirits of my Father.
I need all seven
in fullness in me, so that I can stand next to the graves
and call those out
that you send me to,
because it's going to be a resurrection time.
And the dead will rise from their graves.
Hallelujah.
What a day that will be.
That's our future, Lord.
Because you are the resurrection.
And you're rising in me.
So before I can call them out of the grave,
I got to come out of the grave.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You got it. I saw a couple of flashes.